This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
If you saw a UFO, would you tell anybody?
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Yeah, not be fearful of people looking at you like you're crazy. Have you met me?
Dirt and Sprague.
What if you got probed? How's your Monday?
I got probed.
Dude.
And they dropped me off in time for the radio program.
It's a hell of a Saturday, man.
It's a hell of a weekend.
At least they got you back in time for work. I didn't have to do a solo show. Shout out to the aliens.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. Today, live on YouTube, Odyssey app. Hello.
Got a Venmo update. Somebody found a 2021 Venmo transaction from Malik Murphy. He paid somebody, and he described it as spermicidal lube. So Venmo transactions now. Now I'm going to look up Dante Moore.
That's my QB1 right there.
And I want to know if any of these people are now having to... Can you delete your history of Venmo transactions?
I have no idea, dude. I don't use Venmo that often. I love that...
How do you even find people? I don't even know where... Oh, there it is. Okay,
you got to start... People will start cleaning this up now, though, and we'll stop putting jokey things in their descriptions, because this will become a new athlete thing. It was Twitter and social media for a while. You look for any sort of, like, drug references or racial references. Like, that was the first look, and then we, you know, jump on people, and now it's going to be Venmo transactions.
Somebody just wrote, like, to be racist.
To be racist. You have 50 bucks to be racist to Billy Bob.
You gave me the okay, and I said it all.
He said all right.
Oh,
he said
God.
I do it. He said, I'll pay you $100 if you allow me to do it. We'll get to the mail sack coming up in a bit. It is a full sack. It will be a double dip sack today. So prepare yourselves accordingly at 9:15. We had a starting quarterback named in college football. Briefly, I'll get to that. And then we'll get to some depth chart stuff in the NFL. Ty Simpson won the job at Alabama yesterday. That was announced.
That was expected. But yeah, it's one of those all right, we're going to name it now.
I also had no clue that he had been on campus for 4 years. This is his fourth year on campus.
Yeah, one of those, like...
He's a Mac Jones, if you will. He waited his turn.
Yeah, one of those didn't do enough research on him before all of this, and right. Then you go, wait.
Been around a while.
Not a redshirt freshman?
No, he's not. The other guys he was competing against were highly touted young recruits, but Ty Simpson, he didn't... To his credit, I saw an interview of him when he was in high school, and after he committed to Alabama, and this is at the time Saban was still there, and he was like, dude, I'm totally fine being a Mac Jones. Like, Alabama's the best program in the country. I want to go play there. And if I got to wait my turn and only get 1 year to start, I'm fine with that. And so a unique example in modern college football of somebody waiting their turn, he did it, and he has won the job at Alabama. I did get a chuckle, and I'm wondering if you reacted the same way yesterday. Shedeur Sanders was the headliner over the weekend of the preseason, opening weekend of the NFL. Then the Browns released their updated depth chart. Yesterday?
Yes.
Did you happen to see where he was still rated?
I'm going to assume he's still fourth.
Yeah. Their second.
Why would you change it?
That's
one game.
It was one game. Now, the other rookie didn't play. Here is their depth chart. According to the Cleveland Browns, as released yesterday, Joe Flacco, number one.
Yep.
Kenny Pickett, number two.
Yep.
Dylan Gabriel, number three. Shedeur Sanders, number four.
Did you expect it to change?
I didn't. I'm just wondering how people in Cleveland responded to this, because based on some of the stuff that you were hearing listening to Cleveland radio, they are all in and ready to build a statue.
Well, I just think they're... let me add a little context to this. They had fun with it. They were also acknowledging it's preseason. One host was like, what else do we have to care about right now?
Yeah, this is all we got right now.
But I do think most of them are sitting in a spot of like, He played well.
Yeah.
Did what he was supposed to do. We think 40-year-old Flacco is going to do it. We know Kenny Pickett ain't going to do it, and we haven't seen Dale Gabriel play. So, God forbid we think that that guy can be the second-string quarterback on this incredibly crappy depth chart.
It is funny when you look back. Some of the stuff that we missed from the opening weekend of the preseason, I was curious to ask you about and talk about. One guy who will not be, because I don't think the NFL does it the way the NBA does, right? Like, even if you miss your rookie season, you can't win Rookie of the Year. That doesn't, because the NBA does that, and it always weirds me out when it happens. When a guy that misses the entire season then comes back, and you're like, wait a minute, he's not a rookie, though. I know it's his first year playing.
Right.
But I view J.J. McCarthy as a rookie quarterback, and he played, I think he took one series, maybe two, wasn't a lot in their game against Houston this weekend. But I thought he had some nice moments, a couple of nice throws, used his legs one time, missed an open receiver over the middle.
Sure.
And I continue to look at J.J. McCarthy as just a very interesting figure going into this year in the NFL. Minnesota is one of the best teams in the NFL last year. They were a game away from being the number one seed in the NFC playoffs.
Yeah.
And people didn't want to give Darnold the credit for it, and that's totally fair and valid because they have a lot of weapons around him, and their coach, I think, is a brilliant offensive mind. But just how much is the learning curve going to set them back offensively from a young quarterback? Can they mask it in other ways? Are they a borderline wildcard team? Do they fall off the face of a cliff? Like, they're one of the teams going into the year that I don't have a read on or a strong opinion on either way, even though I'm not a believer in J.J. McCarthy long term, just not knowing what that's going to look like right away and how big the fall off is going to be. But I was curious to watch him this weekend, and I thought he looked fine in his first preseason game.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing is, like, you don't want to overreact to great stats. You also don't want to overreact to okay play.
No.
I looked at his box score because I was in San Jose, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, not much.
Two nice throws, missed a guy over the middle.
We talked with Matthew Collar, who we've had on before, who covers Minnesota on Friday's show, and basically like, hey, what do you make of the, like, because Colin was like, sources are telling me it's not great. And so we asked him, and he goes, it's amazing somebody's never been to camp, is so plugged in and not watching day-to-day. He's had good days. He's had not great days.
Yes.
He's kind of exactly where you would expect a rookie quarterback to be. And he's not a rookie by definition, but he is.
Yes.
And I think Justin Jefferson basically did this really well. He said, there's going to be learning curves here. So 14-3, I don't see that. There was a lot of stuff last year that kind of went their way, and I still think they're going to be a good team. Are they going to be in that 9-8, 10-7 range? That's going to be truly dependent on how good or bad this kid is.
Yeah. Do you get a dangerous playoff team at the end of the year with a young quarterback improving, or do you get a young quarterback who struggles mightily and it derails the entire season?
Or does he have those two or three games where he costs you? He has two picks, and one of them is a pick six, and you lost that game, and so now you're 8-9.
Yeah.
Like, that's ultimately what this comes down to. And the tough part about that is every game that he struggles in, or every season that he's not taking. Like, if they go 8-9 this year, you've wasted a Justin Jefferson season. And I just, anytime I have elite players like that at those kind of positions, I don't like wasting them. So there's kind of a give and take here. Also, if he's amazing, you're going to look like a genius, and you're going to look smart. And if Seattle doesn't pop because Darnold can't stay healthy or can't get rid of the ball at the right place on a blitz, you're going to look like a genius. So I don't expect 14-3 by any stretch. I don't think any Viking fan is. Because it was such a surprise last year, but I don't think it's a lot to ask to go from 14-3 to 10-7.
Can you be a borderline playoff team, a wild card team
in the
NFC?
It's a 4-game drop with a first year starting quarterback. But if your coach is as good as people say he is, which I think he is, you've got weapons. Like, I know Addison got suspended for a few games here, but he'll be back. 10-7 is not a lot to ask, I think.
And that should be good enough to make the playoffs. Because when you look at the rest of the NFC right now, it is interesting where there's not a lot of teams that I have a high amount of confidence in going into the year. I'll just say that. Like, Philly, I know, will be a thing. Whether they win another Super Bowl or not, I don't know. But Philly's not going anywhere as a good team.
After Philly, I think you can throw every team out and say
Detroit,
you're not sure 100%.
You love Detroit and you love Dan Campbell, but they lost both their coordinators who were mightily important to what they were doing and what they were building. Jordan Love is having a hard time staying healthy in Green Bay, and they had a disappointing year last year. Are we putting stock in the Cowboys this year? Like, do people buy Dallas?
They'll be better, right? Dak's back.
Should be better, but how much
Washington?
Better will they be? Washington had an easy schedule last year with a rookie quarterback, and we all did this kind of with Stroud. And I know the Texans ended up making the playoffs and winning their division, but Houston had a disappointing year last year based on the expectations going in, and they still have not signed Terry McLaurin. They haven't figured that out. There's no update on it from their head coach.
Yep.
The entire NFC West, to me, has a roll of the dice. You could have three playoff teams. You could have one playoff team, and I don't put any stock Rock in Arizona. And in the NFC South, Tampa's really the only trustworthy team in that division for me. The Saints might be the worst team in football. Carolina, are they going to take a step with Bryce Young going into year three?
Dude.
And I like Penix, but is Penix ready to put Atlanta on that? That's the interesting part about where Minnesota falls is that I look at the rest of the NFC, and outside of like two or three teams, man, and that's the beauty of the NFL, is that it just seems like everybody is, well, if that goes this way, yes. If that goes that way, no. Could go either way.
The scary Terry thing blows, but I think ultimately he's going to end up playing for them.
Usually how these transpire.
I'm a big Jaden Daniels guy. That's not a hot take. Everybody else is. Like, I think he could take a tier one step this year. He's borderline that already and is a rookie. This is the part of that sport that I think is unpredictable and frustrating, but makes it so exciting and fun. Washington was 20 of 23. On fourth downs last year.
Insanely good. And that's how they won their playoff game on the road to Tampa on Wild Card Weekend.
I just rewatched that at the airport.
They
was
kept
on
going
at the bar.
For it over and over and over again.
Yeah, and they kept getting it because it'd be fourth and three. Boom, easy out route. Done. Picked up 4 yards.
Or Jane Daniels run or pick one up with his legs.
Those are things. Turnovers and fourth down conversions. Think about the Bears game. Weird Hail Mary, guy just gets behind the entire group, and it somehow falls over every finger or perfectly tipped right behind to the right. Wide open guy. Like, that make or breaks some team seasons and their standings in it. So I'm with you. Like, you might feel out there, Washington, I can bank on it. Daniels is great. Okay, man, but what if they go 13 of 24 on fourth down this year.
Right.
What does that result in wins, losses?
Right.
Cowboys, I have no feel. I just assume they'll be better. Bears, question mark. Lions, I kind of put in I think I trust them to be good. I'm not a...
Trust them to be a playoff team, yes.
Yeah, to be a playoff team. Green Bay, I'm going to throw into a playoff conversation. Minnesota, dependent on quarterback. Falcons, dependent on quarterback. Panthers, we'll see. Saints, no. Bucks, I kind of trust the Bucks a little bit. Cardinals, Rams, I like the Rams. Niners, five injuries away from that blowing up.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks are a question mark as well. So,
yeah, can they block up front?
At least in the AFC, you've got far more certainty, but I think that's what makes the NFC so exciting is, I don't know, man, you could say the Panthers are the playoff team this year. You could say the Bears take a huge leap. Maybe it will be the Seahawks that win the division and Darnold proves to be a good pickup for them. So it's a lot of wait and see and not as much certainty.
Yeah, we'll see how the rest of the year, the rest of the offseason goes in terms of injuries and how it all piles up. Minnesota, fascinating team for me, man. J.J. McCarthy, one of the guys who made a preseason. He played in the first preseason game last year, got hurt, missed the rest of the season. Some good, some bad, had a couple of nice throws, working off some rust. Very interesting team going into the upcoming year. Let's dive into the sack. Let's open it up, see what we got. Your questions, welcome. 503-864-6326. For those new to the program, it's anything you want to know. Sports, non-sports, food, movies, music, doesn't matter. Ask away, we'll answer as many of them as we can. Next on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back in. 9:18. Happy Tuesday morning to you. We've reached my favorite time of the week. You guys ready? You ready to empty a sack together?
This is your favorite time of the week.
I love
huh?
the mail sack, dude. I love it. Yeah. Listeners ask good questions. It gives us an opportunity to talk about things that aren't normally on our ship. It's almost like they get to steer the ship. You get to dictate what we talk about. It's the one time a week where we allow the listeners to be the captain.
Well, yes and no, like they do, but you choose which ones.
I write them all down. I get to as many of them as I possibly can. Here, how about this? Yeah. I promise, leftovers from last week.
Okay.
Mail sack question. If both starting pitchers are pitching a perfect game after 9 innings, should we go to extra innings or should it end in a tie?
No, extra innings.
You go to extra innings.
Can you imagine losing on one hit? When the other, you're both perfect through 9.
Wasn't there a famous story from a pitcher back in the day that had like a no-hitter going into like the 14th inning and then gave up a home run, or maybe it was a shutout?
Devastating. Did they end up losing?
That's
on
the way it used to go.
Hitter?
Like, dude, back in the day, like Juan Marichal versus Sandy Koufax used to have shutouts going into the 16th inning.
Yeah.
And their arms were fine.
John Smoltz had a thing recently. I know people hate John Smoltz for some odd reason. Maybe he's not kept up with the sport, whatever it is. He basically was blaming velocity.
Mm.
He said, you know,
the push for extra velocity is killing arms. Yeah.
What happened to having a diverse pitching repertoire?
What happened to the art of pitching?
There's no Greg Maddoxes anymore.
Oh my Throwing God, 87 dude. Miles an hour, but painting the corners with a two-seamer that moves 6 inches?
Like, re-remembering Greg Maddox through, like, a two-hit game, full, you know, 9 innings on 76 pitches or whatever.
Change-up, two-seamer slider, change-up. Like, it just...
Bring it back.
Yeah, I agree. That's a fuddy-duddy take. That is a 100% right fuddy-duddy take.
There's got to be some answer to this Tommy John problem.
It's just we're pushing for more velocity. Yeah. You want to throw 103. How about this? A female sack from last week we
Love
didn't
it.
Get to. Do you fellas remember the movie Last Action Hero?
Ooh,
I don't remember that one.
Vaguely.
Hold on.
Basically, it's the kid that goes to the movie and the movie comes to life.
Oh, with Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew Schwarzenegger was
I do
it.
Vaguely remember this movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it, but the question is, what would be your movie or show that you would want to have that be turning
like a real life?
You're watching the show or you're watching the movie. They suggested Boogie Nights or Jurassic Park.
Oh, dude, I don't want to live in Jurassic
Park. I want nothing to do with Jurassic Park.
This is
Park.
Easy. Ocean's 11. Let me pull off a giant
heist. That's
so
pretty
we're
good.
In the movie part.
You're in the movie. Yeah. Like, it becomes real life and you're in the movie.
I mean, I want to be a Jedi, dude. I
want to go Star Wars.
Star Wars,
Star
man.
Wars is where you go.
I want to lift stuff with my hand.
That's pretty cool. Star Wars would be badass. I'd probably go Indiana. Like, if you let me be Indiana Jones... That's what I would choose. Finding some cool historical artifact, beating up a Nazi, all about it. I would choose Indiana Jones.
That's pretty badass. Yeah.
That's a good question. I like that question.
I'll be honest. Like, why would you ever want to be in Jurassic Park?
No.
No, nothing to do with Jurassic
Park. Do you think your
personality...
Unless
I'm one of the dinosaurs. I'm the Velociraptor, okay.
Yeah, can I be the T-Rex in that scenario? Am I running around eating people?
Is your personality type the type that in that scenario you know you're getting eaten? Because I'm definitely getting eaten.
I'm getting eaten.
I have dreams about it.
I'd stand no chance to survive dinosaurs.
Well, you know, this like random guys.
I'm plump. I got a lot of good meat on me. Yeah. I'm slow. I am prime for the picking, dude.
You're Nedry. You're Newman from.
Yes.
Yeah. You got the spinning dinosaur eating you.
Mail sack. When you guys book guests, do some of them ever try and strong arm you into getting paid to come on? And are you willing to drop any names?
Yeah, I'll give you two names right now. I love this question because this will happen every few years. I book a lot of the guests. I try hard. I aim high. I high swing rate here. We're striking out a lot. We're probably batting 230. But I think we've got some good guests in our Rolodex now, but it's hard to get NFL guests. Here's my two names. One NFL guest we tried on either when we were a night show or we just got moved to noon to three. Larry Fitzgerald's dad is a longtime writer in Minneapolis. That's why he is famously a ball boy for the Vikings back in the day. And I saw his name in the NFL Rolodex that we have access to. So I text him. I said, hey, Larry, longtime fan of your kid. I know you do great work in Minnesota. We'd love to have you on and talk Viking football. And he responded with, it's going to cost this X amount if you want me on your radio show. And I said, have a great day. Thank you. And the other one was Jeff Passan years ago used to write for Yahoo.
Yes, he did.
And I reached out because I thought he was a great writer. We were doing a baseball segment, and I reached out and I said, hey, Jeff, big fan, love your work. We'd love to have you on. And he said, hey, man, appreciate the support. Would love to hop on, but it's going to cost, I think he said $50.
$50 for a hit, yeah.
And I just remember going instantly like, dude, I make minimum wage in sports radio in Portland.
We don't have that cash laid around.
I cannot do that. Keep up the great work.
And it ain't 1997 anymore, baby.
There's a CBS sports guy that covers the NFL draft for CBSSports.com, a name that like I could throw at you, and some of you will know it, and most of you won't. He asks for $10, and I'm just like...
What's the point of that?
What is the point of that?
That's a Venmo transaction at that point.
He basically said, if you Venmo me $10, I'll hop on your show, and I'm just like, have a great day.
Yeah, it's...
I'd pay for a guest. If I had the resources to do it, we could get other guests.
We have had guests on The Fan who have been paid in the past. Like, that's a thing that happens.
There are guests that get paid.
Not for our show.
Never our show.
Mail sack, I just paid $500 for a ticket to Green Bay at Arizona in October, and it's not even great seats, corner of the end zone. Mm. How much would you be willing to pay to see your team at an away game? Depends on the game.
Well, depends crappy on the seats. Game. If it's a regular season game.
Like, if I were a Duck fan who didn't work in media and was not working on Saturdays, I would. The Penn State game would absolutely be one.
And how crappy a seat are you willing to take for it?
How much is the airfare going to cost me?
Well, you're, dude, to fly, and you got to drive there because you can't fly right to the stadium.
Not an easy one to do.
That's going
to
be expensive.
I'd probably, yeah.
We should ask Duck fans when that week happens.
How much
are you spending for this trip? Be honest. I'm not a big spender on this category. I told the wife, I'm so glad that we got to go to this game. The weather was perfect in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
And I went into it with no stakes. I was like, we're up 9-0, cool. Then they outscored us 30-0, and I was like, I don't care. I'm
Doesn't
not emotionally
matter.
Torn by this at all.
It's a preseason game. $2,000 would be my cap, probably. Yeah. Just because it's, I mean, you got a hotel. That's for everything, not for the ticket. So I don't know how much of the ticket would be a part of that. But I imagine that's an expensive ticket to get.
I would have been willing to spend that amount, and I would have been scared because I don't want to spend that amount and watch my team lose.
That's the disaster when you travel to watch your team play.
That game... when Kaepernick went into Lambeau with sleeveless.
Ran all over him.
And just ate him alive. Yeah. I would have paid $2,000 to watch that live. That would have been amazing. I would have gotten Lambeau off the bucket list. Snow game. Playoff.
Yeah, I want to go to a game at Lambeau.
And my
so
team
bad.
Won. Like, that was the perfect
trifecta
scenario.
Right there. As somebody who's traveled to many of Oregon game over the years, big games, there is not many feelings worse in life than sitting at the airport in the aftermath of a devastating and heartbreaking loss, when the fan bases are converging and flying back to their respective locations,
terrible.
And people are laughing and celebrating on the other side, and you're in the terminal that's going back to Eugene or Portland or back to the Northwest, and it's just a bunch of sad people together.
I don't want to derail the mail sack for what the segment is, but I could throw at the listeners the same question reversed. What's the most money you've spent to see your team lose?
Yeah. Swag, what's the most you're willing to spend to go to? What game would it be to see a road game?
Game 7 Dodgers.
Has to be baseball, right? Because you're a Chargers fan, but that's new.
But
right?
you didn't go to a World Series game. I still don't get it. You've never been to a Dodger home game. I don't understand it.
That's wild. It's bananas.
2 hours to fly there.
Hell, you could drive to LA if you want to.
I've been to a Dodger playoff game. You haven't.
Yeah, you have.
I was a Dodger fan for about a week.
You were. I made a lot of fun of you for that. And that, I was
got
right.
wrapped up in the LA thing.
You
did.
You became a Dodger guy for a moment. I'm like, dude, you have a team in the National League.
I know. We were terrible. We were tanking at that point. I had street meet after the game. It was great.
Your team's playing them in the playoffs.
Yeah,
it's
would be like round trip, like total cost somewhere of $1,500 to
$2,000. Yeah.
See, I disagree because you don't do it.
Ooh.
You could have done this. You don't do it.
They go back to the World Series this year. Swag gonna go?
No, because he's going to Italy.
That's right.
He's got a big-ass trip coming up.
He's saving up for Italy. Road game in Italy. Maybe the Dodgers will be there next year.
He's going on a pirate cruise.
That's pretty badass.
Like a sailboat.
That's cool.
Army.
Mailsack question. Depending on the final results of the John Gruden case, do you think that head coach Gruden still has skills for coaching either in college football or back in the NFL? We haven't talked about that yet today. Did you see the update on that?
Yeah, he won the Supreme Court ruling.
They're going to take it to the – Goodell's going to take it to the Supreme Court.
Court.
He won in the Nevada Supreme Court, which, I mean, look, what he said and did in those emails, nobody will defend it or excuse it. He absolutely got railroaded. Like, he has a case here.
He wasn't a part
of it. They leaked the emails to fire him to get out of his contract.
It's a weird story because, like, nobody – well, some people do. I don't, like, condone that kind of rhetoric.
Sure.
But also, like, we can't all be I don't know, man. It's weird because I sound like I'm defending it, but, like, it's something leaked in your worst moment.
Well, no, this is about the court case is about process.
Yes.
Yeah. Due process, not about he said it or didn't say it or
no,
whatever.
He's not defending that. He's saying that he got railroaded out of the due process
of
being
fired. Well, he was forced to go to arbitration with Goodell being the arbitrator, even though he was no longer an employee of the NFL.
Right.
Now, he is going to get a coaching gig. We've already named the colleges yesterday on the program. I think an Arkansas is going to call
his number
in a second.
Yeah.
What RV does Roger Goodell buy Clarence Thomas to ruin his favor?
One with a hot
or
tub.
Or whose
in it?
Debt does he pay off?
Somebody's
to
paying
ruin
off somebody.
Hey,
what, you gonna need a new house over there? Need a new lake house over there?
It's like unbelievably corrupt.
We got some more sack. I told you double sack today.
We usually double sack.
We
got
a
like
double.
This.
I love the double sack. That was the leftovers from last week. We haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg for this week yet, dude.
Okay.
We got a lot still to go. More sack on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back in.
Recruiting trash talk between USC and Oregon.
9:35.
That's fun.
I mean, they're the most overrated team in the country. Do you know their national championship is now drinking age?
The one that counts or the one that got taken
away?
Oh,
that's a good question. I think it's the one that got taken away.
Oh.
Fair point. We might have to go a little bit further back in the history books there. Let's continue on the sack. Mail sack. Which celebrity would you pick to play you in a movie about the fan? And who would the other fan talent be played by?
Well, based on a kind older lady from the Gladstone DMV, I'm going to take John Travolta.
That's right, John Travolta.
John Travolta?
Yes.
Yeah, I told that Friday. I went to the DMV because I needed a real ID for my flight.
Yes, you have to have a real ID now.
Ended up not getting in that day. It takes a week. Didn't read that part, so I had to take a passport for my flight.
It's a good thing you had a passport. What if you didn't have a passport?
Well, I know.
You would have been screwed.
Birth certificate, I think, works.
Okay.
But the lady taking my photo for my new real ID just like randomly stopped and was just like asking if I'd been in recently. And I said, no. She goes, God, you look just like John Travolta.
You look like John Travolta.
John Travolta. I've never heard that.
I mean, you take it. You take it and you run with it.
Well, I'm hoping it's the, you know, Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night
yeah, you
Fever.
Want that Fever, version of John Travolta.
You know, yeah. I want that John Travolta.
Mine would be pretty easy. It's probably the kid from The Sopranos. I've been confused and thought of as him in public on multiple occasions.
I'm trying to think of a more realistic one for me, because Travolta's old.
Well, I think his name was, what was his name in the show?
Anthony,
was that what it was?
Isn't he just a junior?
Was he Anthony Jr.?
Yeah,
I couldn't remember. It's been a while since I've seen The Sopranos. I was in a Dairy Queen one time in Eugene, and somebody legitimately thought that I was that kid. And he kept like calling the kid's name, and I'm like, are you talking? Like, there was nobody else in there, and I turned around. And at the time, I had never seen The Sopranos, so I didn't know what the kid looked like. And then I Googled him, and I was like, oh, yeah. Okay,
well, you want to go somebody that's attractive, but you can't go over the top. Like, I would want Glenn Powell, right? Like, if you're going to have somebody portray you.
You got to be realistic.
But
though, you know?
You got to be realistic with yourself.
You got to be realistic. Got to be somebody that can fit the profile.
Maybe like an uglier, like makeup-wise version of Jake Gyllenhaal. So like I'm a little more attractive, but okay. They've made Jake Gyllenhaal uglier be me.
Okay, all right.
Could you think of somebody else?
No, I can't. Swag, who would you choose?
Michael B. Jordan?
There you go. Now you're onto something. That fits the profile.
Ryan Gosling.
That's what I was going to say. It was the next name out of my mouth right there.
Ashton Kutcher. Bring him back. Has he been canceled?
I don't know.
His best friend's in prison for defending a rapist
should have been cancelable,
yeah,
but, you know.
Writing a support letter to a rapist
teach their own.
Is pretty crazy.
It used to be a serious thing.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
I think you're too skinny now to be Vince Vaughn.
Well, too short to be Vince Vaughn.
He's
too.
A tall guy.
He's
a
like six, four,
he's
six,
a burly
five.
Guy. Yeah, you know, yeah. He's a large and in charge guy.
Skinny John Favreau. When he's skinny,
John Favreau.
Old school John Favreau.
Yeah.
Old school skinny John Favreau.
That's a pretty good one.
Let's see here. Mail sack. With baseball and tennis going to shot clocks and a quicker game, I wonder if golf going to golf carts for a tournament would help speed up the game. No, you're not going to go to golf carts. You
golf
need clock.
Going to a shot clock and enforcing the time thing, that would help golf more than anything.
Yep. They need a shot clock desperately, and you need to start stroking guys. Don't pull that. It's a penalty. Stroking penalty.
Yeah.
You get the point.
stroke guys.
Mail sack question, playing Forest Hills on Saturday. Shout out Northwest Golf Guys.
There you go.
I love our friends at the Northwest Golf Guys.
They're great.
Were with our friends at Persimmon yesterday. I saw that.
They'll be out there doing the golf show live Saturday from Forest Hills.
Well, they're having a tournament there, and tips, tricks, anything I should know about the course. And going low, walkable or recommend riding? They want the Forest Hills tips from Jason Swigard.
It's very walkable, especially the only time when it's hot, like I wouldn't recommend walking it. It will be, there is, you know, it is rolling hills.
Oh, man,
so
up and walk.
You're doing that.
Here.
But you can walk.
Walk that course on a 97 degree day.
Most of the greens.
Walking's better than riding. I
most
can't
of
ride.
The greens will,
unless it's a place you can't
will slope back to front. So it's you have to be under the hole.
Hmm.
If you're above the hole, good luck two putting, especially because they will have them.
They'll be going quick on Saturday.
12 and a half tournament.
You always
on the
want to be under the hole, yeah.
Millsack is a prominent Duck fan and somebody who has rooted against the SEC religiously. I have to say that after finishing Any Given Saturday on Netflix, I don't hate the SEC as much as I used to.
Maybe you
and
like
will
it.
Catch myself rooting for some teams depending on the matchup. My question, if you guys watched it, does it mean more down there? Yes, it means more.
Absolutely.
Yes, I have watched it.
It's a religion. It's like the, yeah. We make fun of A&M.
There's a jealousy factor for me, man. Like I love making fun of them when they lose. The SEC propaganda is nauseating. There's also I suffer from severe jealousy of the passion, the games, like the packed stands, 24/7, 365. Everybody lives and breathes college football down there. And as it being my favorite sport, I wish we lived in the part of the country that lived in that world.
Do you think we get there eventually?
I mean, no, I don't think we ever will. It will never be the same.
So like 20 years in the Big Ten, you don't think
no.
Duck fan?
It's also different now because of the realignment stuff. Like we're not in the same conference anymore. We're not Washington State and Oregon State and Oregon and Washington. Like we always used to be together. Now we're in separate conferences. So it's different. That would be like, you know, Alabama
Auburn
yeah, being in different conferences. Yeah. Auburn's in the ACC now. Like what? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So I don't think, it's ingrained in their DNA, dude. They're raised that way. And it's one of the reasons I do think that West Coast football didn't thrive the way that it has in other parts of the country is that we're just not that way, dude. They're not that way in Arizona. Arizona State doesn't get good support. Arizona doesn't get good support. Nobody gives a crap about UCLA. USC has to win 11 games to pack their stadium. If they don't, the place is half full.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have Utah's got good support. Oregon's historically had good support. Washington State and Oregon State have their ups and downs, but like it isn't the same, and I don't think it ever will be.
I also defend our area this way too. Like we don't have that, and that is nice to have. They literally have nothing else to do.
It's a healthier lifestyle for us, no doubt about it.
It's just like, what do you do in Alabama for fun?
Yes. Nothing.
You call Paul Feinbaum. That's what you
do. Paul! Portland Burger Week is upon us. Mail sack question. How many burgers could you toss down in a week?
Regular size? Or are we going sliders here?
Does not define. Sliders don't count. Sliders, that's
okay,
different.
Regular burger then. I ate... this isn't a good... Like, we were down. We had an In-N-Out near us.
Mm-hmm.
California In-N-Out is infinitely better than the Oregon In-N-Out.
So it's just slightly overrated and not extremely overrated?
No, the only thing overrated at In-N-Out is the fries. The fries are not good.
Did you order off the secret menu?
I didn't.
Did you get your monkey-style fries? You wacky dude, California!
I did do the double-double animal style for sure, and we ate three burgers in 2 days, which isn't that impressive.
No, it's not that much.
If I get a full week effort... I think I could get to like 16.
16 burgers in a week? That's a lot of burgers. I mean,
you could do it.
Yeah. I could do
if
it.
If you made an effort.
I could do it.
Yeah, because some days I'd eat four. Other days I eat
four
three.
Burgers in a day?
Dude, I could easily do that.
Really?
Are don't let
talking,
my,
we're
don't
talking
my build
like big
fool
pub
you.
Burgers, right?
I mean, it just says burger. Just how many
a
burgers?
Standard burger.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't go big. You wouldn't go double patty. It has to be a small...
No, I'm thinking...
I think it's a normal pub
third,
burger.
A third pound burger patty.
You don't have to open up like a python in order to bite it kind of burger. You know what I mean?
Don't let me fool you, dude. I got an inner fat in me, and like I can unleash it if I need
like
to.
I
all
could,
those medium
yeah,
pizzas
in a
up.
Week? I could do three a day.
People don't forget.
That's 21 in 7 days.
Yeah, I could do three a day.
You could do three burgers a day.
I tend to agree with that.
You
I
wouldn't
was...
get tired after like 4 days of three burgers?
No way, dude.
No, if you
a bacon
I mean
cheeseburgers elite.
They are very
if you're
good.
Changing up your condiments too and
right.
doing different cheeses, different, you know, sauces, barbecue sauce.
I'd follow up too, like if you're asking like how many does it have to be a beef burger?
Yeah.
Can you do a salmon burger?
Could I
no.
do a salmon burger? Could I do a lamb burger?
It's not
burger?
Salmon
turkey
burger
week.
It's burger
It's just
week.
Burger week. It
yeah,
doesn't specify
on,
beef burger week.
Go to
I do
pub
a
pub bar and order
burger.
A salmon burger.
Yeah.
That'll be your medium
I
pizza.
I do half pork, half beef. One of those, like a sausage burger.
I mean, you guys are probably right. Maybe I'm downgrading how many burgers
See,
I can
I
eat
thought
week.
I went too high by your reaction. Then he said three a day
three
is 21.
Three a day, 21.
When would do you eat them all in one sitting, or do you spread
no,
them out?
I mean, space them.
No, you space
so you do
them
like
out.
Two burgers for yeah. lunch and a burger for
you do
dinner.
A brunch burger,
yeah. brunch burger,
you
lunch
do a
burger,
late afternoon burger.
yeah, my brunch burger's burger got like dinner. A fried egg on it.
Oh, okay.
Breakfast right. burgers are yeah. elite. Mail sack question: do you drink Portland tap water or do you only use filtered bottled water at home? I'm tap water all day.
I grew up on tap water, drinking out of the hose. yeah. There was never a better time to drink water in my life as a child than on a hot day out of the
tap
hose.
Water. We've got, I mean, the fridge has the filter in the fridge, like the
then
water
you filter.
Spout.
My wife yeah. is weird this way. She will not drink tap water.
I think you kind of grow to a lifestyle of filter and you kind of grow out of
Fortunately,
the tap water.
For the most part, our water is among the best here in Portland.
So far.
So far.
I go filter.
Checking your pipes? You got anything in your pipes? How are your pipes looking?
Pipes look good.
Okay.
Good looking pipes?
I go filter.
I mean, I go filter too.
Everything I do is a filter.
Just because it's in the fridge and it's cold.
Yeah, my fridge water is way colder than the sink water.
Isn't it funny that I have a status symbol in my head of the, and I've never had one and I've always wanted it, of this being like a rich status symbol of the water and ice thing in the fridge. Like in the front of the fridge where you put the cup in and you fill up your water that way and then you get the little cubed ice right there, like in the door of the fridge.
Okay.
I've always viewed that as a status symbol and I've never had one. I've always wanted one.
Your fridge doesn't have like a, you just push it?
No, never had that fridge.
Really?
My entire life. I've always wanted one of those fridges, and I've never had that fridge.
We're on a real run at our house of having that fridge.
It's nice, isn't it? It's nice and cold. You get the ice right there.
It's stellar.
Fridges are rich, man.
I think of the scene in Curb when Larry goes to a dinner party, and the lady hosting tries to give them all tap water, and he's the only one willing to speak up and say, this is terrible.
Can we get some filtered water here?
And then when she leaves, everybody admits, yeah, it's terrible. It doesn't taste good.
Last one here. Mailsack, if your mother-in-law walked in on you and your wife, would you rather be A, dressed up as a UPS man in short shorts with a hole cut in the package?
What can Brown do for you?
What? Or B,
expired.
Would you rather be handcuffed to the bed with your wife dressed as a cop? I think I go UPS guy.
UPS guy. For the sake of my wife, and it's her mother.
Yeah, it's your mother-in-law.
So it's your mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law is walking in. How do you? Would you rather them see you when they walk in on accident?
Let me be in the more weird costume.
You got a package?
Then yeah.
You signed for this package?
I don't think it's a weird costume thing. I think it's more of a like, dude, you're chained to the bed?
This is fragile, lady. Yeah.
Swag's getting freaky over
I'll
there,
I'll tell you
dude.
Right now, my mother-in-law is having a basic panic attack, heart attack, if this she walks in on us.
Yeah.
It's, given her nature and her background.
If it's the UPS box, I'm assuming the box is on, if it's the UPS costume.
No, the box has got to be on.
The box has to be on.
Oh, no, this isn't
this is
JT.
There's a hole in, it says the UPS man in short shorts with a hole cut in the package.
How big is the box, dude? I can only, I don't think I can get through the box.
There's your mail sack.
I'll tell you right now, though, if my mother-in-law walks in and I have to choose one of these, I want it to be as awkward and uncomfortable as possible. You handcuff me to the bed.
You
want to
be on the bed handcuffed?
I might even get weirder if I see her open the door.
The tough part is everybody could scream and run out, and then they forget you're still chained to the bed. How long are you laying there for?
Also, I'm just hanging out.
Until somebody unlocks you.
We have a show decision to make.
Oh.
Check your email.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll check our email.
Good or bad thing.
Oh. It could be a good thing. I think it's something we forgot about.
Oh. Yeah. Good call. Close it up there.
I did a read.
Poll questions.
What?
Wrap it up on a Tuesday. Thanks for the mail sack questions. Next, 105.1 FM The Fam. It's going to be hard to say no, but I have to, unfortunately. We months ago, this is a long time ago.
I'd say a year ago.
Long time ago, we got ear to the ground that Creed was coming to town.
Yes.
We're big fans of Creed on this show. Because everybody should be. It's
How
great
could
music.
You not be? Listen to this jam.
A slight criticism of the way the process played out. That we just got an email saying that the tickets are good and we can have them, but the show's tomorrow night.
Yes.
Like I got a plan. I got a kid at home. Tomorrow's my mom's birthday, so we're going out to dinner. So I will not be able to attend the Creed concert, unfortunately. A little bit more of a leeway or a lead in to understanding we're getting tickets. I might have been able to pull it off. Are you two gentlemen going to go see Creed tomorrow at Ridgefield?
Swag is definitely the guy on the show that, like, if he's going to do 3 hours of sleep and come and do the show.
Swag would do it. Yeah, he's the guy that would do it.
Well, because I don't have, tomorrow night at the Hops.
Gosh, it's such a good song.
Is Women in Sports Night, so Jen will be doing PA, so I could attend.
God, it's so good, dude. It's so good.
My problem is the show starts at 7. We just looked at the openers.
There's going to be an opening act or two.
Take an hour and a half to 2 hours.
So
they're not coming out
until 9. Till 8:30.
Well, and they know what's happening here. People are going to go for this song.
That's not playing until 10.
Right.
At the earliest.
And then I've heard to get out of Ridgefield, it's a disaster.
Yeah, I'm not getting home till 11:30 or midnight.
I got to pass.
I
don't want to, but I have to.
If it was a Friday, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
I'd suck it up. I'd drink a coffee late. I would do it with you guys if it was Friday. I can't. Wednesday.
Oh, it's a bummer, man. I used to be fun in my life.
We used to be able to do cool things.
I'm so washed.
Now we got to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I've been waking up at 3:30 since we started this.
Yes.
Getting a little workout in before the show.
Look at you.
It's the only way to wake myself up.
Look at you. You tried smelling salts?
I did yesterday. Didn't enjoy it.
Well, that'll do it for us, folks. Short segment. The mail sack went long and a shocking development.
Good mail sack.
Have fun at Creed tomorrow. Maybe we'll just do a Creed day on
the
show
tomorrow.
Are you
going to go, Swag? Do you know?
Well, if you guys aren't going, I'm not going to go by myself.
But we evidently have free tickets available.
I got a buddy that's
it'd be great to get a field reporter on the scene at the Creed show.
You should have somebody that lives near there. That way,
one of my buddies
crash.
Lives in Vancouver.
That's perfect.
Could you crash at their place and then drive into work the next day? Would that be easier than driving all the way home?
Oh yeah,
that
back,
could,
out, back yeah, out to
possibly.
Beaverton?
I need to make a phone call.
He almost lives in Hillsboro.
Yeah, it's a long ways away, dude. All righty. That'll do it for us. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com.
Harris
we're on
going,
YouTube. Harris is fired up, dude. Who's not?
Hell yeah.
Creed, brother! Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harris and Meringue is next, 1051 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.